I've gone super boring with my snog as well, by the way.
That's no way to talk about her. You just finished saying you enjoyed seeing her. Hello and welcome back to another episode of FPL by Dummies, and more importantly, welcome back to the 2022-23 season. It's been an producer in my ear. I know, it's still 21-22, it's just been fucking ages since the first half of game week 21. I should say double game week 21, but as it stands, it's probably going to end up as a single. Welcome back and welcome to everyone on Spaces listening to us live. Hope you're all well. How are you, Tom, mate, more importantly?
Do you want the honest answer or do you want the classic? Like, yeah, I'm fine, mate, thanks. Thanks for asking. Or do you want the honest answer of, I'm fucking fuming, mate?
Well, as a Brit, I'll go for the non-honest answer of, yeah, I'm fine, thanks, mate. And
we'll okay, yeah, fine, thanks, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, tell us your woes. What's going on?
I mean, everyone knows about it now. So, but yeah, Captain Dominic Calvert-Lewin, thought it'd be fun. It wasn't. It's not.
yeah. Can't tell you.
Can tell you as a fact, Captain Dominic Calvert-Lewin was not a fun idea. It felt like a fun idea at the start. It is can be confirmed after a few hours of analysis and looking at where I went wrong. The obvious answer is I could have just gone with the crowd and gone with Bowen or Antonio. No, I decided to go for a bit of fun, and it's come and fully bit me square on the ass. And yeah, FPL can currently fuck off. So,
well, I think we'll come back to the old adage of correct decision, just wrong. Was it wrong time? Whatever that phrase is. Do you know what I mean? Right, I mean, just didn't come off or whatever.
Yeah, you know, captain a penalty taker because it makes sense. And
I brought him in. I didn't go so far as to captain him because I brought Bowen in as well. But that's the thing. He scored 3 and 3 before he got injured. I'm pretty sure one or two of those were pens. Then he gets a pen in his first game back and blazes it over the bar or onto the bar and then over. So yeah, crazy frustrating. I can only imagine how it feels to be you.
Yeah, I mean, my transfer this week could be, obviously I brought Calvert-Lewin in last week, and he didn't do anything in that.
Who did he miss it against as well? I think it was a Brighton, and you know, it was a 3-2 game. He played 90 minutes, like, that has goals written all over it. And then, you know, he's going, he had Leicester at home. It was two back-to-back home games, wasn't it? And both teams not in the best defensive situations. So that's what I mean about the right decision. But it just, as you say, we've been a bit squarely on the arse.
I've got 2 weeks in a row where my captain's got zero. I got Salah the week before where he missed a pen. Two pen misses, yeah. Oh, just, I am absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not, the thing is, I wouldn't have been unhappy if he played the game against Leicester and did nothing.
Yeah.
Like, cause then at least it'd be like, oh, I just made a mistake and it was a bad decision.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, and to be honest, you look at, it's just so frustrating. It's like, I understand they've got absolutely no players, but they've just put out a team against fucking Watford. It's like, just fuck off.
I didn't actually look at the team sheet, but in the end, I watched the highlights and I saw that Decore was playing. Gordon, you know, who's become, like, he's a youngster, but he's become a first team player. Damari Gray was playing. Townsend obviously scored. So it felt like they had the makings of it. Actually, no, it wasn't Leicester, was it? It was Everton.
Yeah. No, sorry, as in who's called off
around,
the game?
Other way around. Yeah. Leicester called it off.
Yeah, Leicester called off. And they've got, like, I mean, if you look at their look through who's actually injured, it's ridiculous. But I mean, the fact they've just played a game against, how can the FA Cup go ahead if their Prem game can't go ahead? It doesn't even fall on Leicester, really, because I think if any team's in the same position, they're obviously going to try and call off when the majority of their best players are injured.
Yeah.
But it just seems a bit strange that you can call off an FA Cup game, but you can't call off a... Sorry, you can't call off an FA Cup game, but you can call off a Prem game. And I mean, I assume they're not going to have a game for the next 4 weeks, because I don't think any of their players are due to come back anytime soon either.
Well, Soyuncu's got a 75% chance, like, as if this means anything, but just, like, looking through what there is. But the only players, they have three defenders who don't have flags on them. They have only four midfielders who are supposedly out, so they could probably play. I mean, they play wing-backs anyway, so they could probably...
I mean, Albrighton obviously plays at the back as well. So, I mean, yeah, he can play.
But they currently have no forwards with Vardy. They've got Brunt, who I've never seen or heard of him before.
You know what? Get me down to the Leicester ground, and I'll still mount a team for the 11 to play against Everton this week, because you know what? I need it really. So,
well, if they can get a team together, then Calvert-Lewin will definitely score a hat trick, and that's why.
Yeah, exactly. It was a guarantee. I think that's what makes it more frustrating. Is it was like a guaranteed goal fest because they have absolutely no defenders. But yeah, I mean, I'm not happy. It's so annoying. It's just classic. I think it sums up this season for me, that so far. It's like, I think pre-postponements and everything going absolutely to shit, I was actually doing quite well. I think I was about 90k, and I think I'm now about 250. I mean, every decision has gone wrong.
Yeah, I mean...
And now Soufal's got COVID as well. I mean, he could be back. There's potentially he's back, but...
The length of this game week, he could probably have 10 days isolation and still come back and be fit to play the next game. Yeah,
that's true. How's your week going anyway? Well, that's it. I think I've moaned enough about how my week... I mean, my, well, yeah, no. Go on.
Before we moved on to me, I was going to say what you're actually looking at points-wise. Like, obviously, you've got Calvert-Lewin blanking and now having his second game called off, but what does your team actually look like for this week?
I mean, I'm really... It's one of those moments in my life where I'm really happy it's come down to this, but my entire game week rests on Brentford doing an absolute job on Southampton, because I'm still sat on good old Brian and good old Ivan. So, yeah. I mean, I can actually support my team as a fully... Not that I don't anyway, but... I mean, my entire game week rests on Brian Abuo and Tony going absolutely off on one. I mean, they did just dispatch Port Vale in League 2 to 4-1, so I mean, it's a guaranteed... I'm going to guess like one. Is it another 9-0 for against Southampton?
Well, Brian's coming off the back of a hat trick, isn't he? So he's full of confidence.
Exactly. He only hit the woodwork once against Port Vale, but it was posting in. So
I was going to say, didn't it end up going in anyway? So,
yeah. And then I've got
points wise looking at
bad. I mean, I'm on 34. I think that's about already. I mean, it's already. A 30% drop. Obviously, I own Bowen, but I don't captain him, so anything he scores is negative against me. I don't own Antonio. I mean, I have Soufal, but if he is out, then that's again another one that's just going to go horribly for me. I'm trying to think, is anyone else that's going to absolutely kill me? I mean, if Craig Dawson turns up and scores an absolute bullet header, which I've seen, like, there's a few people on Twitter who've got him.
Smile.
I wouldn't even be against it. It'd be so funny to see. So yeah, I'm pretty much fully in the mud this week and just happily resigned to that fact and sitting with less flags than a lot of people are at the moment for next week. So I mean, it could be worse. How are you looking?
I was going to say, is that 34 with any hits on it, or is it just 34?
Oh yeah, no, that's 34 with -4. Yeah, I didn't want to get into that, but thanks for that. I think it was Bowen and Soufal in for a -4. I mean, both the other players. I mean, it was Gallagher. And Reece James out. Reece James obviously injured, and Gallagher still had COVID as well, so he's been out. So I think it, you know, worked. I mean, it was the hit wise has not been too bad. It could have been worse, but the problem is, it's like I bought Bowen in for a hit, but didn't captain in. So I don't really know what I want here. I mean, I still want him to blank, but I took a -4 to get him in. Anyway, basically, I've really fucked up this week.
I don't know what to tell you, mate. Yeah, I mean, I'm on 39 with a -8. So I was just refreshing myself of what that -8 was. It was Calvert-Lewin in for Broja, who no doubt is going to score tomorrow now that Calvert-Lewin has his game cancelled. Bowen in for Bernardo, which again was good because didn't Bernardo get an assist, I'm pretty sure. And then Soufal in for James, which, yeah, I think will end up paying off. But... overall, I don't know if I'm going to end up with a positive on the hits that I've taken. But yeah, so I'm on 39 with -8, so sitting on 31 currently. But I've got the hero that's Ben Davis coming on for 6 points. I would say he's coming on for any one person, but I've actually, as Tom's alluded to, I think we're playing Sheldon Cooper's fun with flags this week because half my team is either yellow, orange or red. So yeah, he'll come on for either of Watkins or Foden. And then I'm hoping for Livramento to have a defensive masterclass and score 6 goals and then come off the bench for Watkins.
I'm absolutely buzzing you've not heard this. Livramento's injured, mate.
Well, I've seen that he's got a flag, but I didn't know if, you know, he'd end up actually, you know, recovering from whatever knock he's got. But
I mean, potential surgery, probably not. So
okay, so yeah, Livramento can then stay on my bench then.
No, I heard this, like, it was, I heard potential surgery, and then today it changed slightly where he's... he's been back sort of mid-training, but they're just like looking into it and seeing whether he will need surgery or not. So yeah. I don't know whether he will, whether what happened, but I'm pretty confident he won't be playing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put money on it, but I'll stick a tenner on it. So,
well, I'm hardly hopeful, and to be honest, I don't really care. I'm past that point. But I've got Bowen still to play, and the captain's armband is on him. So hoping for a 6-1 demolition of Norwich now that Soufal is probably going to be out, so I can do with them scoring. And if Billy Gilmour wouldn't mind doing that, then with the news that Livramento is not going to play, then it would be nice to get some returns off the bench alongside Davies. So yeah, I think I'm looking at a red arrow regardless of what happens. Currently sat at 335k, just looking at my game week history, and having risen to 178k, I've got 5 red hours out of the past 6 game weeks, which is good stuff. So dropped another like 150k or whatever it is, having worked my arse off to get back up there. But as the old FPL adage goes, we move.
Yeah, fair. I mean, it's been a bit of a weird week, but luckily we can move swiftly. We move is perfect timing, I think, because that takes us nicely into the next bit, doesn't it? Really.
Well, can we also quickly give a shout out to the kings of the game week this week? I know we've mentioned in previous game weeks that they've been pretty rogue, but apart from Lloris, I'm not sure that anyone in the game owns any of these players. I'm going to do the classic. I nearly brought him in, but I did genuinely nearly bring in Anthony Gordon just as bench fodder. Which would have been perfect this week because he definitely would have come on. But yeah, he got 14.
I think you'll enjoy this one. I think the best one I saw is, so I think I posted a picture yesterday of my absolute captaincy fail of captaining Calvert-Lewin, if you've not heard already. And then some guy like posted his team underneath mine with like Calvert-Lewin in his team, like hasn't captained him. And then he's got some Everton defender on the bench who's not played and fucking Roselev on the bench for 14 points. I was like, well, he didn't play and you get 14 points on the bench. He's like, yeah, I know. I was like, then what are you fucking moaning about? it was the most like humble brag, but it was like, and to be fair, I mean, fair play to him. Like, why the hell would you have him in your team? But
has he
played just so funny? I mean, he's got four or five games.
9 minutes played and 24 points in total.
Yeah.
And 14 of which were from that one game.
Like, yeah, goal and assist in one game. I was like, yeah, brilliant. The way you put it, I was just like... Thanks, mate. Really rub the salt into the wound there. Yeah. So
the thing is, Roslev's still got another game to play. So that's if he was he playing because you've got injury. So is he like
yeah. Canos has been out, so I would expect him to come back in soon.
So that's he did
play really well, to be fair. So I mean,
yeah,
maybe
Davinson Sanchez with 15 as well.
I mean, let's put it out there. No one getting Roslev because I mean. He's not going to turn his season around. So,
well, the thing is, as well, he is 4.3 mil defender. As you said, he's only playing because of someone's injury. Is Canos out for a long time, or
no? He's back already. So,
well, there you go. So, just don't even waste your breath. But yeah, McAllister and Lanzini also on 15. Dan Burn and Semedo on 8. Moutinho on 11. Elise, actually, I think shout out to Ray. Did a thread on Elise earlier this week, and he has looked really good this year. 2 goals and 3 assists in the minutes that he's played, which is only 311, so even less than Roslev, and he's got substantially more points. So yeah, he might be worth a punt. And then Danny Ings rounding off with 8. So obviously, as we say, time of recording, we've still got the second half of game week 21 to come.
What's left of it
as it stands, yeah. What it's looking like. I mean, it's been a long time since the first half of it, so it's kind of a bit of a distant memory, but what a game the Chelsea-Liverpool one was, or the first half anyway. And Arsenal robbed at City. Not robbed, but, you know, they played better and probably deserved something out of the game, but I guess it's their fragility as the building team that they are let them down in the final few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it a record, like the amount of reds they've got now in the Prem? That one.
I'm not surprised, really. Their disciplinary record actually has been awful in the past few seasons.
It was such a good red card as well. He got his first yellow for scuffing up the penalty spot, and then the second one was just like Jesus just absolutely did him a treat. And
I hate how much he protested as well, though. Like, it's not even subtle, the body check he did on him. Like, what do you expect? Like, literally pulled him down.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. And I missed the first half of the Liverpool-Chelsea game, so I just got to watch the second half, which was shite. So,
yeah, I think you missed everything. It's so typical. Like, I always sit and watch those games, and we're 2-0 up, and I just know we're going to concede. Like, you can just feel it. Like, take away the fact that Chelsea were playing well, like, you could just feel that goals were coming. You don't ever feel confident this season anyway, as a Liverpool fan, however many goals you are up in a game.
Yeah.
And particularly against the side of Chelsea's quality, you're just expecting goals at any point. But
just not from Kovacic.
Well, I was just going to say, and the calibre of those goals, you've got to take your hat off. Like, well, actually, yeah, apart from Mane's goal, all of the goals in that game were unreal, like quality-wise. Like, Salah just absolutely left Alonso for dead. And then, yeah, we don't really need to talk about Kovacic's one. That was just ridiculous. I love as well when goalkeepers do like a token dive. Like, Kelleher was just getting nowhere near it and he just kind of like faded across the goal. And then, yeah, really good finish from Pulisic, I thought. He's always been a thorn in our side since he's gone to Chelsea. But
quick side note then. If you enjoy watching keepers do random dives, then search. I can't remember what it is exactly, but it's like keepers doing joke dives to shit shots. Like, honestly, best video ever.
Like, when they're trickling towards them and they just like do a somersault in the air, land on the ball to make sure that they save it. Like,
yeah, or it's going out to like a corner flag and they still dive for it. Beautiful.
Love the shithousery in the game. Which, on the topic of, I mean, I tweeted about it today, but did you? Well, it's not shithousery, but just like hilarious. Did you see the Chesterfield highlights with Chelsea?
Yeah, when they scored the last goal. Yeah, and, like, literally 5-0 down, scoring.
But you got to respect it, like, it is their day in the sun.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. That's like you said. It's beautiful when you see it on the FA Cup, and it's like the fans aren't expecting. You know, the fans aren't expecting to do anything at Chelsea, and they're 5-0 down. They score a goal, and that must be absolutely buzzing.
And similarly in Swindon against Man City, like, they got a consolation, and it was literally like the whole ground goes wild because they scored a goal against City. Like, and I mean, to be fair, you have scored against the best team in the world at the minute, so you are going to be excited, but when you're getting absolutely pumped, it's a bit like, well.
No, I still love it. I still think it's brilliant.
Was the Brentford game any good?
I mean, not really.
One, but
no, they scored like, well, Mbeumo got a 25-minute hat-trick. He came on the 62nd minute and scored a hat-trick in 25 minutes.
It's because he's a legend.
I know. But not enough people own him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're surely happy about that, because then it means you've got the major difference. Do you think he'll ever leave your team this season?
No, probably not. Actually, no, that's a lie. He might do, actually. It's either he'll leave my team or I will do a Brentford triple up. Because I want Josh De Silva on my team when he's back fit, and he's back fit in February.
I did see he was training the other day, wasn't he?
I mean, he's the absolute GOAT. He's the best player at Brentford Football Club by, I was going to say country mile, but I think that's a bit over-egging it just a little bit. He is the best. I'd say he's the best footballer at Brentford. Yeah.
Well, he's come from decent stock, hasn't he? He was an Arsenal academy player, so.
And then he was actually turned into a good player when he joined Brentford.
And then I was going to say, and then he joined a big club, and he just kind of strength to strength.
And they managed to, like, you know, do what they can't do at Arsenal with all their young players running around now. I'm thinking about it. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah, so going on to Snog, Marry, Avoid. This is our section of the pod where we recommend three players each. One is a snog who we think you should get in for the short term, either on good form or fixtures or both. A marry is someone that we suggest as a long-term pick. I'd suggest anywhere from like a few months to the end of the season. And then avoid is someone who we think you should steer well clear of. This is all kind of caveated by the fact that it's based off what the most transfers in for the week are. So we don't give very much good advice, but we like to think that we do. And yeah, if anyone is listening who has made any of those transfers or is thinking about going by what those transfer trends suggest, then to maybe think twice or yeah. So with that said, your snog for this week, Tom.
I mean, it's a pretty obvious one, but Emmanuel Dennis. I mean, he's been bought. I don't think he's actually been bought in by as many people as I thought he would be bought in by at this point. I mean, obviously, we live in the ecosphere of FPL Twitter, which is an absolute bubble, but he's only been bought in by 100,000 people.
He is Ranieri's 40% owned, though. So his ownership was quite high.
Well, 38.5, you know.
1.5% between friends.
Exactly, between friends. Yeah, his ownership's quite high. I mean, he's just one of those people, I think you'd have to have him in ironically, I can't actually afford to get him in this. Might just be able to get him. But yeah, I think I'm 1.1 of a mil short for him. So I might have to go down the analytics FC route of Josh King, unfortunately.
I thought you were a firm member of me, Messi, Tom.
I wish. I'm rotten in their under 23s.
Bringing the arms out at half time.
Yeah, I mean, it's Newcastle and Burnley as a double game week. I mean, we're taking all the double game weeks with a pinch of salt because who knows what's actually going to happen in 10 days' time. But having Newcastle and Burnley away with Watford team who aren't playing particularly well, but they do seem to score goals. So Amanda Dams just seems to be an obvious pick. Yeah, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I currently own him. And when it got announced, I also tweeted suggesting that he is the guy to go to and the guy that everyone will go to. I mean, his returns this season, obviously he's become a bit more of a starting fixture for them. But at the start, he was like coming off the bench and getting like 15-point hauls and this sort of thing. But he's now on 8 goals and 6 assists for a team. They do score goals, but obviously, you know, they're fighting for their lives in relegation. So typically you wouldn't expect them to be FPL assets worth considering. But as I say, they're scoring goals this season and he's kind of at the forefront of that. So he does have a flag on. But as you say, because there's so much time until those games come around, I say so much, 5 days until the first game and 8 until the second, he could well recover in that time. Especially, you know, important to remember that he didn't go to AFCON. So he is Nigerian, but he has stayed to play Premier League football. So, I own him and I would totally understand why anyone else would get him into.
He's the worst person I took out in my wild card. I had him from the start of the season. So I got his 12 points, 6 points against Norwich. I think I got 12 points against Everton. And then I don't think he played against Southampton. So I think from a wild card, I was like, I'll take him out.
Well, this is the thing, as I mentioned, he came on for minutes. Well, no, he got 12 in the first game, then did play 90 for a while. Actually, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you should have just kept him.
I know, I should. Exactly. Worst person I transferred out this
year. Well, no, what I was getting at is that he only came on for cameo subs and got points, but that was only 2 or 3 times. The rest of the time he's been starting, so yeah. I think he's the absolute boy, and he's been a real snip this year. Did he start at 5.5 and now he's up to 6.1?
I think so, yeah. About to say, because on him, are you tempted? No, he started at 5 mil.
5 mil, wow.
Yeah, because he was really, I remember, yeah, because that's why I had him in, because he was like my bench fodder striker. So I mean, I bench fodder on his points for this year.
He absolutely rocketed up, though.
Like, I mean, yeah, because he went, was it he got, I'm checking now.
He was 5.3 until game week 14.
Because in game week 12 he got 14 points, in game week 13 he got 10 points against Chelsea, he got 9 points, and then he got another 9 points against Brentford as well. I mean, yeah, ridiculous run of games from form. Do you think I'm tempted to captain him this week just because A, it'd be fun? Although I've been burnt already by DCL this week, but I mean, I'm already in the gutter, so I may as well just fully embrace my life there. Emmanuel Dennis as captain
for this double? Yeah. I don't hate it.
I can't really think of who else I'm going to go for. Unless I jump straight back into the mixer and go with Dominic Calvert-Lewin against Norwich again.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, looking at it, obviously West Ham have Leeds, which is a decent fixture for the kind of attacking returns. I did have the armband on Son, but obviously he is now missing. From my team, the only other real candidate options are Calvert-Lewin or Dennis, really. But then I'm probably going to play my free hit next week. I'm not sure. Might do, might not.
I mean, there's no point planning at the moment, mate.
Well, exactly.
So who's your snog this week?
Yeah, similar mid to cheap price striker. I'm suggesting getting Odson Edouard in. He is 6.4 mil, so 0.3 more expensive than Dennis, but he's only 4.6% owned, so he's a massive differential. I think he's the definition of a differential. It's under 5%, isn't it? So, his next fixtures are Brighton, Liverpool, Norwich, and Brentford. So the first two, you know, they're good stock of teams, not potentially that many. On paper, it doesn't look like you necessarily get many goals against them. But as I mentioned, Liverpool are quite leaky this year. And then Brighton, I think, have got a few injuries and COVID absences and suspensions. So I think goals are to be had there. And then you go to Norwich, and that is just the whipping boys of the league this year. But yeah, he's been getting more and more minutes of late. So I think, yeah, for a cheap option for the next few games, why not? I don't think, no, Palace don't have any potential. I know they do have potential double of Watford. So that's another feather in his cap that he could potentially get double points for 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, he played really well. I mean, he's recently played Norwich and scored a goal, got two assists against him, didn't he? Yeah. So, I mean, it's coming up. The only problem is obviously the Liverpool game next, Brighton-Liverpool. Yeah, no, it's not bad. I don't mind at all, actually. Just a bit more expensive, isn't he, a problem then?
That's the thing, and I mean...
Dennis.
As we've both got Calvert-Lewin, I've got... Do you have Watkins as well?
No, I got Tony.
Well, this we've sidetracked. We completely overlooked the fact that there's been some interesting transfers this week. Coutinho to Villa, does that make the likes of Watkins more appetising if he can stay fit?
Not yet, but I will be watching it. I mean, the fixtures for Villa are really, really nice coming up. But it's one of those where it's just like, Coutinho was unbelievable. Coutinho at this current period of time is not selected for Barcelona, isn't playing particularly well. And the last season he had that played pretty well was when he went on loan to Bayern Munich.
Yeah, I saw something funny that was like the highlight of Coutinho's Barcelona career is scoring two goals against them in the to knock them out.
Exactly. I mean, they've got... So after United this week, they've got a really nice run. It's Everton, Leeds, Newcastle, Watford, Brighton, Southampton. So it's a really nice run.
Mm.
But it's like... It depends where he gets priced at, I guess, if you're looking at Coutinho. But then it's, yeah, I guess Ollie Watkins, Danny Ings would be...
I think I saw that he was around 6.5.
Who? Coutinho? He's not been priced yet, is he? Is he been priced now? I don't think so.
Because people... Either it was a rumour or he actually had been, but people were talking about him being similar price to Buendia.
No, there's no way he'll be at 6.5, surely.
No, he's not on there yet.
So FPL Towers are too busy playing AFCON fantasy to worry about Coutinho. They're really good at pricing up all the Watford midfielders and defenders that no one wants. But when it comes to someone that actually is quite interesting, they all go on statutory sick. So
yeah, I don't know. So I might possibly move from Watkins to Edouard then, because Watkins hasn't done very much for me really since I brought him in.
Yeah, but I think he will. I mean, the run of games coming up are good. I wouldn't get rid of Watkins right now, personally.
Yeah, but then you also brought in Calvert-Lewin and captained him, so...
Yeah, and on another day, he could have scored a penalty and got three bonus points.
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
Oh, fuck off. Right, I'm going to move on swiftly then. Marries, so my long-term pick, just to continue on that trend, is Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Because he's the absolute GOAT. I mean, he's a good player playing in a shit team at the moment who aren't playing very well, but he scores goals. At the start of the season, he had three goals in the first three games. They're missing a striker. He's going to play every game. He's going to be absolutely used and abused by Benitez. And he is a good goal scorer. He scored 16 goals last season. He could have scored a penalty on another day. As you said, if my grandmother had wheels, she would be a bike. But... yeah, on another day, he scores a goal there, he gets a bonus point, and I'm looking happy as Larry. On another day, Leicester aren't little bitches, and we have that game played, and he gets another goal, and therefore I'm absolutely laughing, and Bowen and Antonio can fuck right off. But unfortunately, it's not the case. I'm absolutely in the mud, but I will be keeping him for quite a long time because their fixtures are great. I mean, they've got Norwich, Villa, Newcastle, Leeds, Southampton. Then they've got Man City in 27. But I mean, we're talking, yeah, five, six game weeks away now, so... We've got five game weeks where I'm happy to have him every single game, start him in all of those games. I know there was a talk about him having a slight muscle injury from the Burnley. Sorry, missing that pen from kicking me square in the balls. I haven't really caught much of that game, but I just think he's. You know, he is a good striker and he will get in the goals and that's a great run of fixtures. And he's not stupidly expensive. He's dropped down to 7.9 mil, which I know is a bit more expensive than a lot of them. But I mean, all the stupidly expensive strikers aren't doing anything either.
Yeah, there's not really too many premium striker options. I'll be keeping him for the short term at the very least. I can see why he's an appealing option for the long term. But yeah. they've got three postponed fixtures that will be filled in somewhere, giving inevitable doubles, and all of those games that are doubles are quite nice in terms of Leicester, Burnley, Newcastle. So
exactly, no one's going to be laughing at me when Dominic Calvert-Lewin scores 7 goals in the quadruple game week he gets in 37.
Well, are you going to be owning him until game week 37?
Probably not. I'll get him out and then he'll get like a triple game week. And yeah, absolutely royally fucked by them again. So who's your Mary this week?
Mine, I think, is a bit more cut and dry and understandable. It's going to be KDB. He played only 66 minutes against Swindon on Friday. And that gives him... Obviously, he had rest in that game, but then by the time they come around to play Chelsea at home, that is a 6-day, you know, rest period of just training and chilling out. So he will hopefully be fit, firing, and ready to go for that Chelsea game, which I think he's a shoo-in to start, which obviously means he'll now get benched slash not even be in the matchday squad. But given that the level of opposition Chelsea are, I think Pep will name his strongest 11, which obviously includes De Bruyne. Since he's been back fit, he was introduced slowly against Watford and Wolves, only playing like 16 minutes, but he's then started and played the full 90 of 4 out of the past 5, getting a goal and three goals and assist in that run of games. So I think, you know, he's starting to show his old class. He's a class player. Just obviously been lacking fitness this season. And then once they get that Chelsea game out of the way, they go on to play Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Spurs and Everton. And, you know, even United at the beginning of March is a really nice run of games that City are no doubt going to score goals in. So as long as he can stay fit, I'd suggest keeping him for those. But, you know, you could hold him as an asset until the end of the season. Tom and I both kind of decided we probably won't get rid of Salah, but if you are going to, then he's a good replacement. Equally, with Son being out injured for like the next month or so, De Bruyne could be a good replacement for him too. So I think there's ways you can fit him into your team, and if you can, I would definitely recommend doing so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The only one that sits there is Foden, but I just don't really know what's going on there at the moment.
Yeah, it's frustrating because I've had like such a mixed bag with Foden. Like, brought him in and I'm pretty sure he blanked / didn't play straight off the bat. Then he scored and I was like, oh yeah, vindicated, like stuck with him. And then he
went nightclubbing.
Well, no, that he went nightclubbing the game before that. Then he came back
against
Brentford and I was like, oh, there you go. Goal and maximum bonus, 11 points, you're laughing. And then he got dropped for the Arsenal game. Well,
you mean the offside goal he scored against Brentford?
Got 11 points, which is all that matters. And then I think, you know, there was a legit reason for why he missed the Arsenal game, but then, you know, he's out again, which is quite frustrating as a manager. Didn't own him for the Leeds. I think I brought him in for the Newcastle, yeah, and then he missed that. Then he played 19 minutes only against Leicester. Then he gets the goal and you're buzzing. And then he's out again. So it's quite frustrating because, again, I think when it comes to this Chelsea game, Foden is part of their best 11. And particularly, you know, with the likes of Mahrez away at AFCON, that is one less player in competition for his spot. But is he going to play? That is like just the question that you can't answer very easily.
So as you said, basically, if you got the money, go De Bruyne.
Yeah. I think. And Bernardo's been a bit frustrating. Like, I keep on seeing him getting touted for a particular fixture in terms of, like, you know, the scout says, oh, this is Bernardo's week. And obviously he got an assist away against Arsenal. But, like, the stats they used to back up suggesting him for the scout 11 was that, you know, most of his goal returns have come away from home this season. And then, yeah, he did win a bit of a soft pen, but it's not really the sort of returns you're looking for from a City asset, really. So yeah, he's obviously had a really hot spell, but he's gone off the ball of late, which is a bit frustrating, which is why I got rid of him. Whereas, yeah, I think you can kind of hang your hat more firmly on De Bruyne than any of the rest of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. Not bad at all. Avoids. My avoid this week is James Maddison. I put to marry him last week, but unfortunately with the Leicester injuries, I assume he won't be playing for the next 5 weeks. So there's no point in having any Leicester players. So yeah, don't get James Maddison in. That was easy.
Yeah, nice and easy.
I mean, yeah, no, obviously you just don't know what's happening with Leicester at the moment. So I've seen a lot of people trying to get him in this week. I don't think it's gone crazy amounts, but I think midweek last week was quite a lot. But I mean, with Leicester going on at the moment, I actually, in seriousness, I don't know how many people, I don't know how, are they going to play? Are they not going to play? I mean, it's not like their injuries are just going to cure themselves overnight. So if they can't play this week, I don't see how they can play next week.
Yeah, I don't know how many of their absences are from COVID, but if they're injuries, then as you say, they're not necessarily going to, like, obviously COVID, you've got a finite amount of time that they're isolating for, provided they don't have too many symptoms and feel too bad, then they'll be back within a certain number of days. But with an injury, obviously it's not quite so easy for them to recover in such a short space of time. My avoid is not one that I particularly hate or dislike very much, but it just doesn't really make sense. So Mason Mount is currently transferred in by 128,000 people. As I mentioned a few weeks ago now, when my avoid was Reece James, Chelsea's fixtures coming up aren't very good, and then they obviously blank twice in game week 24 and 25. I think I heard that they might have a double. I know they've got a double in 22 as it stands, so that is City and Brighton. So that is where the double has come in. But as I say, those games are City and Brighton. Away against City, obviously, Tuchel has done a job on Guardiola teams before, so it is possible they could get a result out of that. But on paper, I think that has a City win written all over it and possibly even a clean sheet. Then they have Tottenham at home, a team kind of, you know, in a state of flux, so they could get some returns there. But as I say, they're then blank for 2 weeks and they don't play again until mid-February. So to be getting an asset like that in droves, I don't really think makes sense. Yes, he has a double, but I don't think he'll go particularly big in that week. So cue him going big. But yeah, I think for 128,000 to be transferring him in, that's a bit much, really.
I didn't even notice that. I don't believe, yeah, 130,000 people. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, he's also gone off the boil of late. He obviously got an assist against Brighton at home, but blanked against Liverpool, blanked against Villa, blanked against Wolves. You know, he did have a really good spell of four goals on the bounce and two assists in that spell. But since then, yeah, he's gone a bit quiet. So that combining that with the fixtures or lack thereof, I just think, yeah, probably steer clear for the time being.
Yeah, no. Makes sense.
Agree. Cool.
I concur. I concur, mate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's that, and that wraps up Snowy Avoid for the week. Quickly moving on. So captaincy this week. Any idea yet? Have you decided?
No, as I say, I think it'll probably be between Calvert-Lewin and Dennis, just based purely on their fixtures. And it also depends if I decide to play my free hit. My team isn't looking in like the worst state. I do have a lot of flags, but in terms of I've got Lloris and Davies both playing doubles. If Soufal can recover from COVID and be fit for Leeds, then that's a decent fixture because Leeds don't score many goals at the minute. And then I've also got Bowen. Foden will hopefully be fit for the Chelsea game. Cancelo is already there. And Trent, similarly for Brentford. So my team isn't in the worst situation. So it would be just a handful of changes that I'd be making. So maybe it's a free hit wasted. But equally, I do have two left still. So I could just use one this week just to field like a full playing bench and a stronger 11. But yeah, as it stands, it would probably be between DCL and Dennis.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I mean, I sort of want to go to Calvert-Lewin just for pure vindication that he absolutely burnt me this week.
But then it would be quite funny if he burns you back-to-back
weeks. Yeah, exactly. Back-to-back weeks of yeah. Instead of double game, yeah. Double game weeks, just DCL. I do want to do it, though. I'm really disappointed the amount of shit Brentford have got in the last few game weeks. They've had two double game weeks and just no one's talking about Brentford assets. I mean, like, as a Brentford fan, it's absolutely killing me. I know they've got Liverpool, Man United. And I hope we do absolute jobs on both of them because it'll give me absolute great pleasure to watch me sitting on Brian Boomer and Tony, watch them do nothing. So
what happened in your reverse fixture with United this season? I know you drew 3-3 with us, but
not been played because they called it off, didn't they? They cried it off because the chickens.
Oh yeah. So is this that fixture, or is this your second one of the season?
No, this is the
second one.
No, this is the first one. Liverpool's the second one.
Ah, Fez.
I mean, we scored 3 goals against Liverpool at our place. So I mean,
yeah, mate. Like, honestly, like I did say, it was a tough two fixtures for your double, but it's not out of the realms of possibility for you to come out that those two with 4 points.
With 6 points. So 6 points. With six points, yeah.
4 points, you know.
With 6 points. Probably 0 points, but we'll take 6 points.
You are away against Liverpool, whereas you're home against United. So even though, as I say, Liverpool are a bit leaky, I think apart from Mane and...
I'm chatting absolute shit. Right? I think we're going to get absolutely battered. But
do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you guys particularly low strength in terms of absence?
No goalkeeper. Couple of centre backs are missing. I mean, left back's missing.
Yeah, not looking great, is it?
It's not looking great now. couple of midfielders out. Yeah, and we have a couple of players at AFCON as well. So,
well, I wish you all the best.
Thanks, mate. I'm looking forward to sitting here next week. And is it? Wait, no. Well, next week. Yeah, but will we have played by next week? We will have. So, yeah. By next Monday, you'll find out if I have absolutely fucked it by playing two Brentford players this week.
Shall we look at the league?
Yep, final finish on the league.
It's obviously partway through, but we've got a new leader, Sam McAfee, with the nostalgic team name of Santiago Munez.
I saw Sam. Sam was in... So we're obviously doing live on Spaces as well today, and I saw Sam was in a little bit earlier. He's absolutely destroying it. It's ridiculous.
1,400 points overall is just ridiculous.
Which makes me sad.
But yeah, as I say, it's only partway through the game week, so who knows, Paul or Rob could... Well, I don't think Rob would be able to catch him this week, but Paul could have an absolute blinding end to the week and catch up with him. But yeah, keep playing, boys, and look out for the exciting prize that will be on your way if you win the league at the end of the season.
We'll be announced at some point. I actually can't wait to announce it as well. It's going to be so funny. And yeah, and that sums us up for...
Is that all we've got time for?
That is all we've got time for. So,
Mr. Silver.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. If you're listening to us on Spaces, we'll be hanging around for a little bit, just for a bit of a chat and general bits and pieces. If you're not listening to us on Spaces, then obviously you can't join us and listen to us for a bit of a chat because... Well, you listen to us on probably some other streaming site which doesn't have that ability yet. I do like to waffle at the end of this, don't I?
No, yeah, but thanks for listening as always. And we'll be back this time next week to cry a bit more about some postponed double game week fixtures that will end up as a single game week 22. And yeah, if you aren't following us on Spaces Live, then you can do so by following us, FPL Dummy Tom and FPL Dummy Cam. And then you can be here for the joy that is a live recording sesh. But if not, as I say, yeah, we'll see you back here next week. Bye.